have been reserved for the king's pleasure. Therefore, the king's portion is reserved for you. A prepared position awaits you with the King of Kings sitting at the head of the table. He desires that you sup with him in the presence of your enemies. By accepting his personal invitation, your needs are met, the desires of your heart fulfilled, and to top it off, you will receive the exceeding abundant above all you can ask for or even think of. Imagine that. The more you understand the king's heart, without a shadow of a doubt, you will begin to make more room for heaven's treasures.
Welcome to King's Portion. This is Catherine Joy Foster, and the theme of our program today is Jesus, Lord over all things. We're going to look in Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 27th verse, and this is from the Living Bible translation, and it reads, "Everything has been entrusted to me by my Father. Only the Father knows the Son, and the Father is known only by the Son, and by those to whom the Son reveals." So you see that Jesus here is honoring the Father and saying that what he received from God showed the level of maturity that determined his reward of having all things given to him. Now, God promoted Jesus by giving him the preeminence in all things. It was because of Jesus' humility to honor God that gave him the responsibility of being Lord of all things. I'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. Plan to stay tuned for the entire program today.
The Catherine Joy Foster Music Ministries is a 21st century multimedia marketplace ministry. In your discovery, you will find the power of God present to go where you are, to take you where Jesus is, raising you up, repairing you, restoring you, so that you can be as Jesus is in this world. Now available for workshops, banquets, conferences, webinars, concerts, prayer meetings. You can call area code 216-486-8615, extension 1. Again, that's area code 216-486-8615. Extension 1. Proud to be an advertiser for King's Portion Web Radio.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program is Jesus, Lord over all things. Now, God promoted Jesus, giving him the preeminence in all things. And it was because of Jesus' humility to honor God that gave Jesus the responsibility of being Lord of all things. Ephesians, the first chapter and the 22nd verse from the King James Version reads, "And hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." We're also going to look in Ephesians, the first chapter, the 16th through the 23rd verse, from the Living Bible, and it reads, "I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you wisdom and to give you the wisdom to see clearly and really understand who Christ is and all that he has done for you. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you will see something of the future he has called you to share. I want you to realize that God has been made rich because we who are Christ have been given to him. I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe him. It is that same power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in heaven, far, far above any other king or ruler or dictator or leader. Yes, his honor is far more glorious than that of anyone else, either in this world or in the world to come. And God has put all things under his feet and made him to be the supreme head of the church, which is his body, filled with himself, the author and giver of everything everywhere. So you can see the connectivity of the head that ushers in the body to carry the weight of glory. And because we are connected to him, that's saying that everything that he has won, we have won too. On our program today, you're going to enjoy the music of Malachi 3. Now let's hear them as they sing Like Christ.
He loves you more than you know. He loves you more than words can show. I know you don't believe it, but he do.
Make sure that his child is blessed. I know you don't believe it, but he do. Yeah. He redeemed you from your sin, gave you a chance to live again. So if you don't believe it, I'll show you what he's done for me. Makes me a testimony of his grace and his mercy. I wanna be more alive.
Exciting, the love he gives to me, he makes it so inviting. It makes me drop down to my knees, say to myself that I got a testimony. When I think about the blessings, I got to give him glory. I got to give him praise for all the things he's done today, especially the times when I didn't think I'd make it through the day. We making history, we got the victory. We just want you to see that Jesus Christ, he lives in me.
What he's done for me makes me a testimony of his grace and his mercy.
Won't be, won't be. loves you more than words can show. I know you don't believe it, but he do, yeah. Show. I know you don't believe it, but he do, yeah.
Visit us on the web at blog.kingsportionlive.com. That's blog.kingsportionlive.com. Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is Jesus, Lord over all things. Yes, it is. Was God who promoted Jesus, giving him the preeminence in all things. Now, it was because of Jesus' humility to honor God in everything that gave Jesus the responsibility to be Lord of all things. Now, in Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, the 8th verse reads, "Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him." We're also going to look in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and the 26th through the 28th verses from the Living Bible. And it reads, "Including the last enemy, death. This too must be defeated and ended, for the rule and authority over all things has been given to Christ by his Father, except, of course, Christ does not rule over the Father himself, who gave him this power to rule. When Christ has finally won the battle against all his enemies, then he, the Son of God, will put himself also under his Father's orders, so that God, who has given him the victory over everything else, will be utterly supreme." So you see that there is nothing excluded in all things. Now, concerning death, it showed that Jesus was raised up by the Holy Spirit. So then that was the resurrection of him. Now, because we have died with him, because we have been buried with him, because we have been raised with him, we have the resurrection power within us. And so the body is connected to the head. So then we have the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead in us. And we have the feet that will take the headship of death has already been accomplished, but by Jesus' blood and by the movement of the Holy Spirit, but we conquer it on earth step by step, so that we could see thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Knowing this, that death has been swallowed up in victory. So, death, where's your sting? You don't have one. For we overcame you, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, and we love not our life unto the death. For it was Jesus who destroyed Satan, who had the power of death, and then delivered us who once had the fear of death. So he does have preeminence in all things because he experienced all things in the earth. With this statement, he continued to make, "I always do what my Father does, I always say what my Father say. So there was no disconnection with him. Now let it not be any disconnection with us too. I'll be right back after this message.
I was just standing there, basking in the sun, and all of a sudden, I was soaking wet. There wasn't a sign in the sky, so I was unprepared without an umbrella. But in the end, it just didn't matter. I loved every minute of it. I knew I was living under open heavens. It really does give new meaning to being overtaken by blessing. Not a dry spot. This is Fran the Fan of HDOR. Uh-oh, here comes the rain again.